What's up? It's Megan.
And Brooks.
And we're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy.
Duo. Did I sound gangsta? I was totally trying to sound gangsta.
Well, yeah, I thought I was talking to a gangster for a second. I was like, what do you know, my sister?
So how you been?
Been good. Working, playing a lot of video games, still streaming a lot on Twitch. How about you?
Yeah. Well, I've been working and learning the stock market.
Oh, mm-hmm. Learning the stock market.
I plan to be a millionaire before the end of this year.
Oh, I think that's the end of the fiscal year.
Yes, the fiscal year.
You gotta get used to saying that.
I'm already halfway through the quarter.
Already sound official.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know how I'm going to be a millionaire when I've only got like about $100 to play with.
That's your success story, though. You take $100 and you turn it into your first million. Mm-hmm. And you start giving the seminars where how I made my first million.
You got to diversify.
Mm-hmm.
And watch people on YouTube tell you what to do. That's very helpful.
I couldn't do that. Don't even try and mess with that stuff.
It's fun, but then you get money and they're like, I'm going to hold. And then you lose money, and then you're like, I'm going to hold so I can get more money.
It's like gambling.
Yeah, it is. And that's why I like it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. All the books I'm listening to are like, you've got to control your emotions. I'm like, fuck that. Bye. Hold. No. You know, you heard about the GameStop stuff with Wall Street Bets. Did you hear about that?
Anyway, I think I hear an echo from you.
Do you hear an echo?
I think I hear an echo from you. Say something like real loud.
Loud.
No, I didn't hear it that time.
Oh, probably because I turned down this echo thing.
Your echo effect? Have you been using your echo effect?
No, but my kids come up here and mess with shit. All right, sorry if y'all heard an echo. I was trying to be dramatic with my Wall Street talk.
Okay. Yeah, it was very dramatic. It sounded almost angelic. That's I have a problem with my cats. My cats come in here if I leave the game room door open, and they walk across stuff and hit buttons, and then stuff doesn't work. And I'm like, oh fuck, what did they do?
Oh no!
All it takes is one button for them to like press down, and nothing works.
Can you like keep them off of it with like spray or some kind of scent?
I don't know.
Like they're some candles. Some hot sauce on it.
I heard you can like, yeah, I'm gonna pour hot sauce all over my electronics to keep them off of it. That'll alert them. That'll keep them over there.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah. Back to the stock market.
Right. Did you hear about the GameStop fiasco, I guess you could call it?
I mean, I saw some of it, but I don't know what it is.
So, I'm not an expert whatsoever. But from what I understand, are these hedge funds will basically bet on a stock to fail. And they make money off of stocks losing money. I don't know how they like.
They bet on it. It's like an inner circle thing. Like, hey, I bet you like $500,000 that they're going to tank. It's like, you're on. Well,
there's a way for you to buy options, you know, stocks and options. The options basically give you the power to buy a stock at a certain price by a certain day. And there are two types of options. You can either use the option that the stock is going to go up, or you can use the option that the stock is going to go down. So what I'm thinking is they were using those options for the stock to go down. And Wall Street Bets, this group on Reddit, figured out what they were doing, and they all kind of ganged together and bought the stock so that these hedge funds lost billions of dollars because the stock skyrocketed, like went way up. And so that just got me interested. And I'm like, how do they do that? Can I do that? Can I get in on that? So I've been buying these little stocks and stuff just from looking at the history of it, like how it goes up and down. So I figure if I buy it when it's down, then sell it when it goes up, I'll make money. And that's what I've been learning about. It's called swing trading, the specific type of trading I want to do. And that just means I'm not going to hold it for long. You hold it over a matter of days or weeks versus, you know, the big investors that hold it for years waiting for it to pay off.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I've just been, and you could do it part-time. There's also day trading, but you got to be on your computer like the whole time looking at all these stocks. And if anything drops or rises, you got to have all these plans to, you know, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to, trading stocks, getting rich.
It's more like the leisurely stock trading.
Right. Yeah. Hmm. And there's so many software or companies or what are they called? Brokerage that you could sign up for and just do it on your own. You don't need to, like, because I always picture calling my stockbroker and being like, buy. You know,
my knowledge of the stock market is that you call someone and yell at them to either sell or buy.
What's that movie Leonardo DiCaprio is in?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's going to be me. Well, not at the end when he gets arrested and all that, but in that middle part where he's having lots of fun, it's going to be me.
And then it's just going to end the end.
The end. Still having fun.
Happily ever after.
I'm the puppy of Wall Street. So yeah, that's what I've been up to, and of course still working. I gotta make money to, you know, lose on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Or the stock market, or I don't know the lingo.
Wall Street's just where the stock market is, isn't it?
Yeah, but it also is a term used to describe different things about, like, you can call the people on Wall Street just Wall Street. Like, we gotta beat Wall Street. Right?
What?
If anybody knows anything about stocks and shit, let me know.
They are Wall Street.
I need hip. Yeah, right?
Oh. I mean, I guess. You can remember be whatever that? You want to be. If you can dream it, you can be it.
Yeah. I'm going to be a Wall Street.
I want to be a Wall Street.
So anyways, how's you know, your video game and stuff going? I hadn't played with you in a while.
Oh, yeah. It's been crazy. We've been still hardcore on that DayZ zombie survival game. And it has turned into like a soap opera.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's betrayal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did y'all find a rat?
Yeah, we have a rat.
Oh. Is it a rat or a mole?
It's a rat mole. It's a ratty mole.
Ew.
Is what it is.
Yeah. Could they breed?
Huh?
Could a rat and a mole breed and make like a cross species?
Rat mole baby? Ew. Maybe, what do we call that, a roll? A mat?
It reminds me of Cooper when he was little. He used to call me, when he would get mad, call me a donkey puppy.
Mm. The old donkey puppy.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you got somebody in that's betraying you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been like this epic, like, long story of our little group trying to survive in this world and having to go up against all these other big groups and dealing with sabotage and whatnot and betrayal, and it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty good.
Are you still on that server with Gary?
Yeah, we are.
Oh. He hasn't betrayed you, has he?
No, not Gary.
No.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave me my granny nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love Gary.
the granny and her grandson.
Yeah.
The banter between you two during the big Northwest base defense.
Yeah, that he's my son. I had him when I was in my 20s. And I think Gary's like older than me.
Yeah,
he is.
I want to say he's a pretty young guy. Like, he sounds older, but I think he's a young guy.
No. He played with Henry, and Henry told me that he's in his 40s.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind then.
Yeah. I'm much, much younger than that.
Much, much younger. Not even close to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have they did the restart yet where you start off from nothing again?
No, that's going to be Tuesday. So Saturday, we're actually going to be doing like a big blowout where it's like the last weekend before the big wipe where they just reset the entire servers and all your characters.
So shit don't matter.
So I'll just send you a clip. We took some of our characters down to one of the popular towns on the coast and played Electro PD. It was the town of Electro, and we just took over the police department and declared ourselves the Electro PD. And we went around, we made 3 arrests.
Okay.
Yeah, we deputized one guy, so he ended up joining us after we arrested him. Well, technically, he wasn't under arrest. He was just detained for questioning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But he ended up getting deputized and joining up with us. And then we got in this big shootout when we responded to shots fired and got in a big shootout up at the university.
Oh no, yeah, not the university.
The university. It was a pretty good story. It was pretty fun.
Did Henry play with you during that?
No, he wasn't able to play.
Oh yeah. He's been grounded.
Yeah, he had to be off by 10. And like all the action didn't really start until 10:01. So
oh shit. Okay.
But we're gonna be doing that this Saturday again though, because it was pretty fun.
I'm gonna play.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm going to play. So I'm going to have to upload this podcast today so that our listeners can watch us tomorrow, which will be Saturday the 13th of February, in case you're listening to this like a year later, of 2021.
2021.
Yeah. How do they watch us, Brooks?
Oh, they can pull up my Twitch page and follow me at twitch.tv/PhantomFox4.
Mm-hmm. The number 4.
Yes, the number 4. All one word.
Yes. Okay, good. So, shit is going down for real tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be just as active as it was Tuesday night, which I was surprised it was Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I was like, we were like blown away. We kept running into people and arresting them.
Oh.
Because I tried to do it the past Saturday, and it was pretty uneventful, but it was only like 2 of us.
Yeah.
And like Tuesday night, there was like 7 of us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're all running around and, like, jumping people and surrounding them, pointing guns on them, and they would listen. They would, like, at first, you know, two people ran on us. Mm-hmm. The first guy we cornered in the police station, I don't know, the fire department.
Oh.
So we ended up cornering him. He had nowhere to go. He was just like, oh God, I got clips of it. I'll have to send you the clips.
But, you got me.
The other two guys ran, and we chased them down, and then when they finally turned around and saw all of us surrounding them, like they legit would like lay down the ground, drop all their weapons. And I was like, oh my God, they're doing it.
Oh man, that's crazy that they would just fucking obey.
Yeah. Like it was, I told him, I was like, it has to be an intimidation factor because there's so many of us that they're just willing to like, all right, I give up. I was like, because if that was me and you know, the wipe is coming up, I'd be like, you know, fuck that. I'm going out swinging.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's going to prove to be a pretty fun stream on Saturday.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I'm going to be killing people because you know I like to find the action.
Oh yeah, we had a lot of action Tuesday night.
I'm excited.
I'm hoping there's going to be a lot more people on this Saturday too, since like I said, it's going to be the weekend before the wipe, so everyone's just going to be ready.
It's gonna be chaos.
Yeah, it's gonna be straight up chaos.
So with the update, do you know what's gonna be new?
I mean, they got like patch notes and stuff. It's some like minor things. They are adding a new weapon to the game.
Oh.
Yeah, as their version, it's like it's called an AS, you know, foul. Because you know, they have to like name their weapons like different things than real life weapons.
Oh.
Like except AKs, they have KAs.
Yeah, but, right.
So they have the AS foul gun, and that's going to be, it's supposed to be a pretty good little gun. They're going to up the magazine count on that as well as the VSS.
Nice.
Yeah. And
I
so
do
we're
like at, that VSS.
Everybody's going to be scrambling when the wipe hits, though, because everyone's going to be trying to get a good foothold on the server. So everyone's going to be like jumping in as soon as the update's done. And the servers are back up, everyone's going to be jumping in, scrambling to get good placement and gear. And
it'll be nice though, because you've got all these people that are just built up way, way too much. I think it'd be nice to have an even playing field again.
Yeah, to get started.
Right. Are we going to stick to the same server?
Possibly. We're actually looking into maybe swapping servers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. But we're still in talks about doing that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I'll look on the Discord and give my 2 cents.
Yeah.
I'm still part of the group, even though I haven't been on in a while.
You might still be part of the group.
I'm totally part of that group. Okay. I'm one of the founding members of the group.
One of the the FCOs, the Fox Try Originals.
Yes, I am. Remember, it was just like us for a little while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it me, you, and Henry?
Yeah, it was.
Well,
old JCAX got on with us for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I'm saying, it took us forever to find each other, but once we did, that was before we were using the map too. At mm-hmm. least before I was.
Well, we were trying to. We just didn't know what we were doing. So it took us like 3 real life days of playing the game before we actually found one another.
And then we almost got killed.
Then we almost got killed, which I still have. I have the highlight of that on my Twitch page as well. So, of when we first found each other, and then you did the flip me off emote.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, and then we got jumped by zombies. You didn't know how to put your middle finger down, so you're just running around with your middle finger up. Yeah,
flipping off zombies. I think I was screaming, fuck you, zombies.
I didn't have any weapons hot barred, so I'm just running around trying to pull a weapon out.
We made it, though.
Well,
we made it.
We did.
Oh, if we had a dad right then, I would have been so fucking mad. Because
mm-hmm.
so, I had at least gotten something. Yeah. I think y'all should definitely watch us, because if you think we're funny on Cisbro, which we know we're funny, we are hilarious when put in those types of situations. we've talked about the guy on the podcast before that was saying Chassis. I heard some shit about him.
Yeah, he's the rat.
Oh, yeah. Should have known. If you can't fucking say chassis, then something's wrong with you.
I brought that one time too. I think he was messaging one of our members while I was streaming, and he was responding to what we were saying on stream, but via message to one of our members. Mm. So I went ahead and brought that up through his face too. I was like, chassis, like he's like, you know, anyone says chassis doesn't know what they're doing. And then to talk about the time where we got on like the topic of like guns and stuff.
Yeah.
And do you remember this where he was like, man, if someone breaks in my house and they don't leave when I ask them to, you know, I'm going to get my gun. And I was like, well, first of all, how are you going to, you know, when someone breaks in, you're going to just politely ask like, hey, can you not be breaking in my house right now?
That's not cool, dude.
Hey, could you please turn around and exit my abode?
My humble abode. He didn't like getting made fun of.
Oh, no.
And then he tried to be all cool and say he wouldn't be a weenie muncher, but we know for sure.
Yeah.
He munching on some weenies.
Right now, probably.
Yes. It reminded me of this comedian that talks about, he did this really long bit. I'm not going to do all of it, but he talks about how he's moving to San Francisco and he's leaving, you know, he lives far away. He's leaving and he's like, Dad, I'm moving to San Francisco. You don't want to say anything to me? And the dad's just like, don't turn gay. He's like, I got so pissed off at my dad that I went to San Francisco and I just started being gay. He's like talking about how during this parade, they put him on a skateboard and he was just going down the line on his knees, just like giving guys hand jobs, like, fuck you, Dad.
Just out of spite.
Yeah. Yeah. He talks about how he lives in a doghouse behind a gay club and he just sticks his head out to give blowjobs. You guys, it's hilarious. I gotta find out who the guy is. I don't know if I can look up hand job, blow job guy. But
yeah, you probably get a lot of stuff that
would come up on that search. I might not want comedian that talks about gay. I don't know, but it was that reminded me that hey, that's that guy. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, right now in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. He's in a doghouse behind a gay club giving BJs. Yeah. Okay. So that guy sucks. Anybody else?
No, that's pretty much the only issues we've had.
Right.
Everyone else in our little group or our little survivor colony mm-hmm. has been pretty chill, pretty helpful.
Has our brother-in-law came back?
No, he has not.
That was another drama moment.
Yeah. That was a very interesting one.
Yeah. I didn't understand, but okay.
So to break down for everyone, we brought in our brother-in-law mm-hmm. and he went it was right after we swapped servers for the first time is when we left the very first server we played on and went to the current one we're on.
Right.
And he went all the way inland and started looting up like military goods from these military bases, because that's where the best stuff is. And I was going to roll out there on foot and help bring some stuff back. But then one of our members found a vehicle. Mm-hmm. When you find a vehicle in DayZ, like, you have to find all the parts for it to get it up and running.
Yeah, it's not so easy.
Yeah, so I went ahead and was like, okay, well, that's priority now. We need this vehicle to get up and running, because it's going to be, you get a vehicle in DayZ, it's huge for you.
Yeah.
So we got it up and running, and he was on and on. I think it was on one of the streams too for like 4 hours, just on and on about us coming out there with the car to pick him up. And I was like, no, dude, we need to save this vehicle. This is going to help us out a lot. Just stash that loot.
Yeah, and because you can also put like miles on the vehicle, and it deteriorates, and yeah, you can't use it for so long, right, before it just starts breaking down again.
You put it at risk. I mean, because the only thing that runs out on it is gas, but you don't have to go buy a gas station. But if you're driving around the server too much, you know, you're gonna become a target. People are gonna jump you for that vehicle,
right?
That's how essential having a vehicle is people will, you know, straight up just try and attack you and shoot you while you're in a vehicle to steal your vehicle.
And it's not easy to drive either. Like, you could hit something pretty.
Yeah, there's like lag spikes going into especially big towns where you can just swerve and wreck your vehicle and it's gone. It's like ruined.
Right. Yeah.
So we're like, no. I was like, no, dude, just stash that loot. We need to get this thing locked up somewhere. We're going to take it to a building and base up real quick and lock it up. Mm-hmm. Because it's also huge for running not only like people from like the coastline, but materials and stuff. For base building.
Right. Yep.
And he was on and on about this. And I was like, dude, no, we're not going to do that. And then after the stream ended, and I was like, I was sitting in the living room watching TV. And he jumps in the Discord and was on about it again. And I'm like, dude, chill with the whole car. We're not coming to pick you up.
Like, you got yourself out there. You can come back.
Yes. I was like, you went ahead and ran out there for loot, for military loot. We don't even have like a stash house yet.
Yeah.
I was like, just chill. And he took offense to that. And he picked up his toys and went home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. He hasn't played with us since.
Well, now we can talk to each other.
Well.
I always make fun of him though for talking so much.
So yeah, so there was that drama.
Yeah. Has he said anything to you about that?
No, since? I have not heard from him since.
Oh my God.
What? Yes. How crazy. I know. Like, he's our brother-in-law. He's like married to our sister, and he's not going to talk to me because I won't come pick him up in the car on, right? On a video game. So I just said, fuck it. I was like, fine, you know, fuck you.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can be a big baby sometimes, but I suck it up. I don't whine about people being mean to me.
No, that's crazy.
But I mean, if I don't like somebody, then I'm talking shit to them. I'm not gonna hold it back. Oh. You know, and that's happened a lot. Because we got some young kids that play with us, and when I say young kids, I mean like 19, 20, something like that. And then there are some that are a little bit younger, like my son. It's like, you know, my damn nerves. Like, I have to deal with kids all day. I don't want to deal with another fucking kid on day C. But yeah, they're so entitled, such entitlement, these kids these days. Think that you owe them something just because they're playing with you.
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't owe you nothing.
We don't owe you nothing.
Get out of my way. No, but they'll get mad when they put their stuff in our crates and then it gets gone. Like, who took my stuff? Like, you put it in the crates for everybody. Somebody did.
There's a whole big group that operates here with their stuff. That's what they were for, is like everything was for, you know, the group.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to carry something on you personally, we would put it out there for anyone to grab.
Right. Yeah. That's just how it worked. That's how we survive.
You know, by helping one another. Mm-hmm. You know, unless it was too risky to drive a car across the entire server to come pick you up and all the loot that you went out there and grabbed before you even had backup.
I think that's not being helpful to whine about somebody doing that. Like, I just know, like, I made it really far in the game, and this was kind of early on. And I was out looting, playing by myself, and then Henry gets on, and he's at the coast, you know? And I'm like, okay. So I walk as far as I can and, like, get him to meet me, not even halfway, though, because he's, like, dying. And then finally I get him, and then we have to walk all the way back to where I was. Like, it takes a long time. But that's what you get into when you play this game.
Yeah.
Shit just does. I mean, it's hard for a reason. Like, you don't want it to be easy. It's not fun.
That's actually one of the things we're looking for in one of the new servers that we want to go to. Is we're looking at one. It's not first person only. I was looking for that, but it's first person and third person. But they also have darker nights. So nights are more realistic. Like, you actually have to use your glow sticks or your flashlights or some type of lights to be able to see at nighttime.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I like anything that makes it harder. I mean, I still like to be able to find stuff like food a little bit easier on the coast. Like, when you have nothing, I think that would be helpful if there was more food, because they say, look on the beaches and you'll find what you need. And I never did. Like, I always find a fucking fish hook. Like, that's going to help me.
Well, we started in a version of the game where the loot system was, like, messed up or something. Like, it wouldn't refresh, like, until, like, every 24 or 48 hours.
Right.
So if, like, an area was looted up, like, there'd be, it'd be dry for 24 to 48 hours. Right. So you couldn't find anything. You just have to try and grab what you could and hurry up and move somewhere where it hasn't been, like, ransacked.
Right. Like, I always wanted to find a knife as soon as I could, because I could use that as a weapon. I could open cans of food. There's so many. I could cut up a chicken. Like, a knife is very useful in the game. But it was so hard to find in some areas. Like, I would find a hatchet, and that would be okay. Like, I could use that, but sometimes those were hard to find.
Yeah.
There was nothing. And then they say you can find two rocks and make it. And I couldn't fucking find two rocks.
Yeah, I would find one rock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot find another rock to say it literally saved my life.
Right. Yes. Literally.
I can literally not save my life right now.
I do say that. That one time when I spawned and I had no weapons, no melee weapons whatsoever, and I run upon a guy with a gun and I kill him by beating him to death with my fist.
Yes.
That felt good.
When you kill a fully, like, geared up guy with, like, a ton of loot on him with a basic melee weapon, it is a good feeling. Because I did that when I was trying to find you. Remember when I was trying to find you? You were, like, in the middle of, like, a firefight or something.
Oh, yeah. I killed
that looted up guy. I saw him fighting a zombie in the middle of the street, and he had, like, the biggest backpack you could find in the game, and, like, two guns on his back, and he had an axe. He was fighting zombies. And as soon as he, like, killed the last zombie, I rushed him with a sledgehammer. I just rolled up on him and just knocked him out, picked his gun up and shot him with it, and then picked up everything. And then, boom, you go from having nothing to having everything.
Right. And that's the best time to kill somebody, when they're fighting some zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Because right after they want to loot them, you know, and they're not paying attention. Oh, yeah. That group, like, in our first server, remember that guy that killed me? Like, it was the first time I got killed, and he had a cold, and I was so pissed off. And then we kept trying to track them down, and they ended up killing you, and you thought it was just one person. So I was going to go after him, and then I was like, oh, fuck, there's three.
I do remember that. Where was that?
That was at the farmhouse.
Yes, right. Because I went up there and I was hiding in the bushes. And I think one of them saw me from, like, the window.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And he was like, fuck it, I should have just... And that's where we learned, like, sometimes it's better to just kill instead of wait around.
Yeah, instead of just observe.
But that's how I found elderberries, was I was hiding in that bush waiting for that guy to come out before I found out it was three.
So you're just sitting there like, oh, what are they doing? Oh, berries.
Yes, I was. I'd never seen them before in the game. And they have healing properties, we found out.
Yeah, but I don't think they have berries in the game no more.
Really?
Yeah, I think they took them out.
Why?
I think they did that because they have where loot refreshes more, and they took the berries out just, I guess, stabilize the servers better.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. They still got apples though, right?
And they still do have apples, yes.
Oh, I do like some apples.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, let's take a break real quick and hear a word from our lovely sponsor. We're back. I always love hearing from our sponsor. That commercial is amazing.
Yeah, super professional.
Yeah. And you know, we had talked about recording commercials for our other podcast, hashtag Creaky. We hadn't done that yet though.
Yeah.
How should we do it? Like, let's do it live.
Do it live?
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Go.
This is Brooks from hashtag Creaky. And I think Megan has something to say. Megan.
This is Megan from hashtag Creaky. And hashtag Creaky is a paranormal podcast. Well, it's a podcast about the paranormal. It's not like a ghost podcast,
but that we don't really have cool ghost, you know, guests.
But we could, because you've got that equipment.
I do. And it'd be super noisy, but we could get something over it.
If you want to hear about that equipment, he's got, listen to hashtag Creaky on all the podcast platforms. So it sounds just like our other ads. Yeah.
Want to get spookier with it.
Ooh, yeah. That's my spooky voice. Our last episode was about black-eyed children, which was pretty creaky.
I don't know why I thought you were about to say black-eyed peas.
Let's get it started. Do you know the unedited version of that song?
No.
Everybody. I like Kevin here, and he didn't know it either. They say, "Let's get retarded." that's the version of the song. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
So that's not very PC by today's standards.
No.
New.
Not at all. I don't think that would be playing on the radio, which it never did, really. I just knew because
by then standards.
I downloaded the CD or the album, or I guess you can't say CD anymore because nobody fucking uses CDs.
CD.
What is the CD? Kids today, they'll never know. Mm-mm. What's some struggles we had as kids that kids today have no idea about?
Recording stuff on the VCR.
Okay, yes.
I remember I used to record my Cowboy Bebop and my DBZ.
Oh, God.
I had just the one tape that I'd have to record stuff on and then rewind it and record over that.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we recorded over like Mom and Daddy's Wedding with something. they got divorced, so it don't matter.
we needed a tape.
Yeah. And we had a lot of tapes because Daddy had that huge camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
He had to put on his shoulder and hold.
The old school one.
I think he got it for his birthday or Christmas from one of our family members. But I remember watching those videos of us. And we talked about it before, how our accent was super strong.
Yeah.
Like
very thick, like molasses.
Yeah. And those tapes are gone. Like nobody knows where any of those tapes are.
Yep, the lost tapes. Yeah. One day someone will find them and be like, hey, I know these guys.
And they're going to sell them to like TMZ for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because we'll be super famous by then.
Yep.
I've already been looking into bodyguards. We've decided on The Rock. Was that right?
Yeah, because he ain't doing nothing.
No, he ain't. We need him.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of The Rock.
Okay.
Have you seen that Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw?
No.
You have not seen this?
I haven't.
All right. So I remember I saw the trailer for this like back in the day when they first like showed it. And I remember telling my wife that this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And we ended up watching the other day because we do these things called like bad movie nights where we purposely watch bad movies to make fun of them.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
I
do it by myself, but me and our sister Jessie used to do it all the time. That's when we watched the second one. It wasn't the first one. This was a sequel. It was like Revenge of the Ginger Dead Man, Power of the Crust or something.
Oh, Ginger Dead Man with the little possessed gingerbread man or whatever.
Yes.
Wasn't that Gary Busey?
Was it? I think so. It's been a long time.
I want to say I watched that as well.
Oh, that was Passion of the Crust.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We do, like, bad movie nights. So, we watched that Hobbs and Shaw movie. And it is like so far from like the original Fast and the Furious. Like they are just getting way too over the top and crazy with it.
Oh man, I feel like they've made too many of those. They need to just call it fucking quits.
Yeah. We were sitting there watching. I just told my wife, I looked at her, I was like, yeah, you remember the first one when it was just about an undercover cop who infiltrated a, you know, underground racing ring of thieves? Mm-hmm. And now we're watching like them fighting like a superhuman cybernetic.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. It's got that crazy. And then they just released, well, I mean, they released this trailer a while back for the, what, Fast and Furious 9 or Fast 9 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like the 9th installment of the actual Fast and Furious.
I feel like once your main character dies, you should probably quit making them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I mean, they still got Vin Diesel in there too.
Yeah, but he's still in all of them?
Not all. Well, I mean, I don't know if he's in all of them because I haven't seen all the other ones. I gave up on them a long time ago.
Right. Yeah.
But like, I watched the trailer for this one and they showed the trailer a while back. I think they just pushed it back because of like the whole thing and COVID and everything. So yeah. They showed it again for Super Bowl. And it is once again, like just from a trailer, you can tell it's going to be stupid, over the top, you know, just
crazy,
unbelievable, like action. Like I mean, I love some good action movies. But, you know, if I watch like an action sequence and I'm like, oh, come on, then that's not good.
Yeah. Like there was, what is that John Travolta movie? Love from Paris or something.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one?
With Love from Paris or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way too fucking over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. And
well, these are like that, but like times 10.
Jesus.
Yeah. These are like way over the top. These are like too over the top.
Well, the only reason why they keep making them is because people keep buying them and spending money to see them. Like, y'all stop.
just stop it. Like, for instance, one of the things in the trailer, because it's not a spoiler, because it's just part of the trailer, is like Vin Diesel's like trying to chase down like another car or something like that, and the car drives off a cliff and gets like magnetized to like the bottom of like a stealth like jet fighter.
Oh Jesus.
And so he turns and goes to like to this rope bridge where the bridge is out and hits the pole, one of the poles that holds like the rope or whatever for the railing for the bridge.
Yeah.
And it gets lodged like I guess in the axle of like the front axle of the vehicle and just swings the car. Like George of the Jungle style, just swings the car around like a cliff. So even from the trailer, I'm just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, no. Mm. What do you think about the action from like the Transformer movies?
That's very well placed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good action. That's good action in the movie.
Right.
I mean, that's supposed to be, that's not even like, in my opinion, it's not even over the top like the Fast and Furious movies. Those are giant robots fighting. There's going to be a lot of action, explosions, and stuff going on.
Exactly.
You know, I don't want to see like cars driving up the side of buildings and shit.
I know our dad loves those Transformer movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good.
So that, but I may end up watching that Fast and Furious 9 when it becomes available. Because I only watched it at Hobbs and Shaw because it was like free with one of our services.
Yeah.
So I ended up, you know, just watching that for a bad movie night. And it was like a really long, drawn out, like just dumb movie. It's so dumb.
Do you always watch movies to the end or will you stop and say, I can't watch this anymore?
No, if I get into it, like as far as I get past the point of no return, then I'm in and I have to watch the whole thing.
See, Kevin's like that too. But I'm like, if I don't like it and I'm not going to waste my time, I'm going to stop.
Yeah. I mean, I watch bad movies to make fun of them, so.
Right.
But that one was like a really long, like long movie. Like I felt dumber after watching that movie. And there was just like so many things we kept pointing out, like they would do stuff and it's like, well, couldn't they have just done this? Wouldn't that have been easier? And we're like, right. Yeah, that would have been a lot easier. Why didn't they do that?
Yeah.
Why did they do all that just to accomplish this when they could have just did this? Like, there's this one sequence where to trap all the bad guys in with them, so that they can fight them, there was like this line of like of gasoline or something behind them, so they're going to trap, like, you know, have like a wall of fire behind all the enemies. Mm-hmm. So to ignite the fire, Jason Statham's character takes off in like this dune buggy that's like shooting flames out of its like exhaust, and goes around and lights up like the entire like line of gasoline. My wife looks at me, is like, couldn't you just like light it with a lighter and then the flames would just like spread all the way down? I'm like, you know what? They could have done that.
I do that a lot with movies. And Kevin's always like, well, if they did that, then there wouldn't be a movie.
I think it would have just been a shorter movie. Like they could have just done simpler things to accomplish the same thing. And it's like, oh, wow, that's clever. It worked. It was fast. It wasn't over the top.
No.
And there's this, all right. So this is what, I'm going to tell another scene from this movie. Okay.
Okay.
There's a scene where they're, I think they capture the girl, of course, in the chopper. Mm-hmm. And so to keep them from getting away, they take a tow truck and hit like the little landing, like legs on the chopper with like a chain from a tow truck. And they're driving with this tow truck and pulling the chopper.
Oh, geez.
At one point, the chain comes loose off of the little thing that's locked onto, and the rock grabs it and is holding the chain and holding one of the railings on the tow truck and is legit holding the chopper and keeping it from going away.
Oh man.
Yeah. And he's we're just sitting there going, we're like, that would rip his arms off. There's no way. Like, we know he's strong and everything, but come on.
Well, he's not the Terminator.
Yeah, so that'd be a good thing for our listeners. What scenes in movies made you go, oh, come on?
Right? Yeah. What's I mean, it doesn't even have to be like action. It could be any type of movie where you're like, this would have worked better another way.
Like this that's too much.
Yeah, way too much. Like for me, come on now. Rose could have let Jack on that fucking headboard in Titanic.
Yeah, I guess that fits.
He didn't have to die. He could have got up there. He tried once and then it didn't work.
But you're like in the theater is like watching that, and as soon as he went under the water, you're just like, come on.
Exactly. I did. I was like, you only tried once. Come on. Give it us some more. You know? Like, seriously. But no. There's a lot of things in Titanic. I was like, come on now.
Well. I mean, that's why I can't watch like those transporter movies. Like I tried once watching transporter movies. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those? Have you heard about those?
I've heard about them. I think Kevin's watched them.
Jason Statham is like the transporter. He's this expert driver or whatever, and he gets into all trouble or whatnot.
Yeah, Kevin has watched those.
Okay, so there's this one scene. This is a legit one of the movies that I had to walk away from. I had to just turn off and say, I'm out. There's so very few movies where I go to like, you know, wash my hands up, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And it was the scene where he saw there was a bomb attached to underneath his car.
Yeah.
So he like to get the bomb off his car, he drove atop like across these tops of the buildings and did like a corkscrew and used a crane hook to remove it from his car.
Oh my God.
I'm like, well, you could have just stopped and took it off and then get back in your car. I kept on going. Like,
right. Yeah. Like that probably would have been better.
Yeah, like, you know, maybe not even do that. Just open the door and just reach down there and pull it off and throw it. Like, you I'll fucking, like, come on. Come on. That was just one of my moments. Was, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
You know, there's a movie that I love that has a lot of action called Red. You've seen the Red movies, haven't you?
Yes, Red 1 and 2, yes.
Oh, my God. I love those movies.
Well, you know they're based off comic books, right?
Are they?
Yeah, it's based off the comic books. I think it's actually DC.
Because there were like comic book drawings. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Hmm. But anyways, I love those movies. I love John Malkovich, and he is hilarious in them. But like whenever the car was like spinning, and he gets out and shoots, and then gets back in the car as it's spinning,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that wouldn't. You couldn't do that. That wouldn't work.
Yeah, right? So just think of that moment in Red, but like. The entire movie of Hobbs and Shaw. That was the entire movie. That. It's just unbelievable moments.
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But Red is hilarious.
I wonder if that's why people watch those movies, though. Like maybe a majority of people watch those movies just to make fun of them. Like this is my faith in humanity right now, is that people are watching these movies just to make fun of them.
Well, I've got to go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Gotta go, but we'll be back next week, and our hashtag creaky will have a new show next week too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But until then, take us out, Brooks.
All right, y'all, come on back now. You hear?
We'll be right back.